This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Facebook's parent company Meta last week debuted Threads, which is billed as the app that will rival Twitter. And Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted on Friday that Threads already has about 70 million signups. So to find out more, we're joined by our regular consumer behaviour expert, Dr. Jason Palant from RMIT University. Jason, welcome back.
Thank you, Warren. Good to be back.
Now, I'm intrigued. Someone as big as Meta has launched a brand new app. Should we be paying attention?
Look, I think we should all be paying attention. Whether we sign up or not is sort of, I guess, more up for debate. But the role that social media has in our lives, even things like elections, is really impactful. And so I think we all need to be sort of considering, where are these apps? Who owns them? What happens with all the data and insights that are in there? What's it being used for? How's it being moderated? These are important questions, whether we personally want to use these apps or not.
So what makes Threads different to Twitter?
Well, the short answer is not a whole lot. And that's actually sort of the point. What's been happening, obviously, Twitter has been such a popular app and it's been a real place for, I guess, news sharing, keeping up with trends, having conversations with people. But obviously, since Elon Musk bought it recently, there's been a sort of very well-publicized layoffs. There's been changes to how they moderate information. There's been back and forwards on paying for it, subscribing. And so there's sort of been a bit of negative sentiment towards Twitter, it's fair to say. And so what Meta and Mark Zuckerberg have seen is an opportunity to try and almost recreate a lot of what made Twitter very popular, but without some of those other things and some of that negative sentiment that's around.
How has Elon Musk's behavior, how's it really impacted the whole Twitter brand? Is it recoverable or do you think it's gone too far and it's, you know, it's in its demise?
I was talking to some friends recently where it almost feels like, you know, with nightclubs where something's really, really popular because all the cool kids are there. But then as soon as sort of one thing happens or one of the cool kids decides it's no longer the place to be, they leave, go somewhere else, that becomes the new place to be. And it's quite hard to recover that image. I think that's a little bit of what's happening with Twitter, where it's so popular, it's where all the people are. But as more sort of big name accounts, celebrities get off it and move somewhere else, the people who want to interact with those people will follow them. And I think that's the challenge that Twitter really has.
We're chatting with Dr. Jason Palant, consumer behavior expert from RMIT University, about the new app called Threads, which is owned by Meta, who also own Facebook and Instagram. If Twitter doesn't survive, Jason, doesn't it just concentrate social media even more, though? It's not like it's been started up by a completely different owner.
Yeah, and this is right. And this is what I think is fascinating about this whole time and movement, in that, you know, social media is what it is and it can be a way to stay connected with the people. But there's also quite good evidence now that spending a lot of time on social media is really bad for our mental and even physical health, right? And so I think it's really interesting sort of comment on society and where we are that, you know, this sort of decline in Twitter, if you want to call it that, presented almost an opportunity to do things differently. And instead, what we're seeing is, you know, just another big company, in this case, Meta, who don't have the best track record for, you know, protecting our privacy and using our data very well, creating, you know, a very similar product and people flocking to it. So I think it's really interesting for us to think about, what does that say about us as a society, that this is something we still really must want.
And The Guardian was reporting last week that I think right-wing figures had signed up for Threads within the first, you know, 24 hours. They were basically flocking to it. I wonder what their approach will be in terms of ensuring news is balanced, you know, and there's not so much fake news out there as well.
That's right. And I think that's something that, you know, Zuckerberg and Meta have sort of said is they want to create, you know, the more friendly Twitter. You know, according to him, you know, Twitter has got a bit negative and, you know, it's all that kind of stuff. And so Threads will be the friendlier version of Twitter like it used to be, which sounds good in theory, but it's such a massive effort to try to actually practically do that. Now, you know, part of Twitter's challenge is they got rid of a lot of the people who were doing that sort of content moderation piece. So maybe Threads will have a better luck at it. But as you say, it's been seen as a bit of an opportunity for people who might have been blocked from other social networks to sort of try and get in on this one while it's early and reestablish some of their profile.
It's interesting, Jason, because I did a little Google search on it today, and one of the things that came up was how do you delete your app, your account on the new app, Threads? And a lot of people were saying, well, you can't. You have to go in and do this convoluted process to do it, and you sign up through your Instagram account. And immediately I thought, well, already it's all linked, and what are they doing with our data?
And this is right. So, you know, I've taught a unit called Data Empowered Marketing for a while. And I always say to the students, right, this is sort of idea that if a product is free, it is not the product you are, because they are making the money on your behavior, your likes, your impressions, and all of that kind of stuff. And so this makes a whole lot of sense for Meta as a company, having already Instagram where people are sharing images and their experiences. If they can get people talking about their days and their political opinions and all of that kind of stuff that people can't do on those more text-based apps, that's a great source of data for Meta. And their pitch, I guess, to people is, well, because it's through your Instagram account, you've already got your followers and you've already got your connections. You're not starting fresh. But as you say, what that does mean is you're connecting additional data sources about yourself to Meta.
And like, if I look at my own account, I don't use them anymore, but I used to have a radio Twitter account and a separate Instagram private account, which means that, you know, if I had to link the two, it's merging my entire private and personal life with my work life. And I don't want that to happen.
No, and particularly for people who are, you know, as you say, in the sort of public eye to any extent, you are then linking those two things. So I think any users at any level need to be very careful about what are we linking and how, what data are we providing, and just make very sure that we're, you know, very comfortable with that level of data about us existing and being shared in the ways that it is.
We're chatting with Dr. Jason Palant, consumer behavior expert from RMIT University, about the new app called Threads, which is owned by Meta. Jason, we had Blue Sky launch, which came from Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey, and that was gaining ground, but I suppose it's got its invitation-only registration process. Are they likely to have pressure now to open up registration to everyone?
Yeah, I think the big difference there and the big, I guess, advantage that Threads has is, as we said, that it comes through Instagram, which already has a massive user base. A lot of the sort of influencers, people who use social media to build their audiences, have already invested a lot of time in growing followers there. And so the switch over to Threads, where you're using the same account, you by default get those same connections and followers, is a real appealing feature for all of those kind of people, versus Blue Sky, where they're asking you to start fresh and then have to do invitations and you've got to build that whole network again. So I do think this creates a challenge for Blue Sky in sort of getting those people to put the effort into building a network, versus with Threads, where if you were on Instagram, you already have one.
Before we finish up, Jason, do you think Twitter would be very worried?
I think they're absolutely very worried. And I think we've seen that in the fact that they've now trying to sue Threads for, you know, misappropriating trade secrets and hiring all of the engineers and moderating staff and everybody that Twitter laid off. So I think they're absolutely very worried, and they have a lot of reasons to be.
Jason, great to chat with you. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you. I'll probably not see you on Threads, but I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jason. That's Dr. Jason Palant, consumer behavior expert and senior lecturer from RMIT University.
Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.